I'm Bill Wheelhouse. Joining me is Tim Landis for this week's WUIS State Journal Register Business Report. And some numbers you were looking at, Tim. Amtrak numbers, ridership numbers are down in Illinois. And the route between Chicago and St. Louis that comes through Springfield is part of the reason.
These numbers are for the federal fiscal year that ended September 30. Now, we've had several years of record numbers on Amtrak in Illinois, and this year was down about 4% statewide and a little less than that on the St. Louis-Chicago corridor, which includes Springfield. But keep in mind, that was still nearly 1.3 million. So their numbers are certainly still high by historic standards. And a couple of reasons they cited: gasoline prices, gas below $2 a gallon, more people are driving, and they had a lot of interruptions this summer and fall on the St. Louis-Chicago corridor because of high-speed rail construction.
And that really seemed to be the complaint I would hear from people that were ordinarily fans of using the train was the problems they hit there.
Well, it was. They switched people to buses. The buses take longer. There's not as much capacity. So, certainly some people just decided probably to drive.
There is a new business coming to town, and one I wasn't too familiar with. It's called Sky Zone. Can you explain this to the listeners and tell us about this venture that seems to be popular in several places around the country?
It's an indoor trampoline park is the short description of it. Now, beyond that, it's kind of a fitness and fun business targeted certainly to families with children. They're based out of Los Angeles. They have about 180 locations nationwide, and they are now under construction on the west side of Springfield. It's on Liberty Drive near the Internal Revenue Service office and just west of Target there. And they're looking at an opening next spring, judging by the reaction we've had online and on Facebook. It should do very well early on once they get the doors open.
And what is the concept? You mentioned the trampolines. What do you do in there besides jump on a trampoline? I have trouble grasping
this. It is trampoline. It is a room full of trampolines, and now we've only seen this online, of course, but these are structured activities. It's not just bouncing around, if you will. They have fitness programs. They have a trampoline dunk facility where you can go in like the NBA and dunk the ball. So there's a variety of structured activities they do, both for adults and children. And probably to give you the best idea, they have a parents' lounge. So this is a place where the mom and dad can take a break while the kids are bouncing off the walls.
You have a couple of updates for us on a couple of projects in progress, Magro Meats and MacArthur Park Apartments.
Magro Meats and Produce has been working on the former Eagle Supermarket, Dane's Discount Building there on Stevenson Drive for several months. They had hoped to be open in the summer this year, then they were going for November, and now the owner, Tony Magro, is telling us they're looking probably at January. He just said it's cost quite a bit more to renovate that building than he anticipated. He started out with an estimate of something like $2 million. He thinks it'll be closer to $2.5 million now, and he said he just wants to wait till he can get that open and do it the right way. Now, as far as MacArthur Park Apartments, the Kansas City development company, Cohen Esfri Affordable Partners, has completed the purchase that we've been talking about for several months here, and they are planning to begin a renovation of those apartments right away, about $19 million. They'll probably be done sometime in 2017.
Tim Landis is business editor at the State Journal Register. Read what he's working on daily in the SJR.